Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's stage direction with Johanna Cosgrove. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Thanks, the Vic Devonport.
You?
That's awesome. Thanks for letting me come in here every Friday and talk.
Brighter by? Bullets.
About theatre.
Springy of step.
Springy of step Dewey of cheek.
What a fine young woman. You've been working. You've been performing as well as assembling some of the very best tips and advice for theatre goers.
I prefer the term taste maker. No, I have been
influencer.
Not fucking influencer. Yes, I have been performing. It is the last two nights of Headsand. It's been really good. We got awesome reviews. The cast is. Yes. Come in with that sound effect, Mikey. Go.
That what you meant?
No, the silence, absolute silence.
Did you mean that?
Yes.
Oh, you mean the pretend audience?
Yeah.
All right, actor. Yes.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, it's been going really well. It's a really, like, I'm still at a point where I'm like, there's so much to unpack in the play. I couldn't sum it up for you.
I don't think we're ever going to get a summary.
We're never going to get a summary. Yeah. But it is kind of like a reflection. Like, you know when you're on your phone and you're scrolling past, like, thousands of bits of information and you're like, oh, shit, a terrible thing's happened. Oh, shit, another terrible thing's happened. But you swipe past, like, it's kind of like that.
Yeah. Oh my God, they're doing a weird 2000 version of Happy Days or something like that, yeah.
But I will say that,
I'm not sure what you meant by that.
I mean, look, you have to come see the show and you'll be validated in your... Thank you. But I'm learning a lot because the other performers in the cast are phenomenal! They're truly, truly, truly amazing.
I'd say that's the same about you.
And also the Basement Theatre is lit. I just have to say, if you have not been to the Basement Theatre, I will never not plug it enough because it is a beautiful space. The bar is amazing. They have DJs on Friday nights.
Indoor-outdoor flow.
It is stunning.
Handy to buses and shops.
Handy to Queen Street. Handy to food. Places, Tanuki's is upstairs,
car parks.
Mm-hmm. What more could you literally want?
Street, because it's on street level.
Nothing more.
Like on a downward climb, so you can literally roll down there.
And afterwards, the only way's up.
All the great shows that are on.
I know! Oh. Entertainment galore. So beautiful. Obviously Headsand is on for two more nights and that's on at 8 o'clock in the main space of the Basement Theatre. We also have upstairs, which I haven't been able to see, but I want to plug this last week and I want to plug it again because I've heard amazing things. It's called Before Karma Gets Us and it is a magic clown comedy show. And apparently it's amazing.
So not a clown comedy show, a magic clown.
There is like literal magic, like literal magician
work. It
sounds
scary.
It's not scary. It is not scary. I promise you. It's delightful. Oh. Surprising, maybe, but not scary.
And it says on the blurb,
enlightening.
These fools are out to tickle your delight.
Tickling delights.
That's the blurb. That's what the blurb says.
That's innocent.
Is it now?
Yes.
Okay.
Well.
Anyway,
this has gone down somewhere
else. What else is on?
It's gone down to the basement where it's gone.
That's on at 6:30 upstairs in the studio at the basement.
Cool.
Also, on Sunday at Q Theatre is the reprise of a show called Only Bones 2.0 by Thomas Monckton. And he won buttloads of awards in the... Auckland. He was here for the Auckland Fringe Festival. He was only here for two nights. And he's come back because it absolutely sold out. And it's a physical theatre show. And he is stunning. Like, stunning.
In what way?
Only Bones V1.0, not 2.0, sorry. But it is the 2.0 because it's
come back
around. And that is on Sunday, the 7th of April.
It's this Sunday.
Yes, it's on Sunday. At 6 and 7:30, so you have two chances to see it.
And it's only $23 to $25.
Dude, that's a bargain. Literal bargain.
In the loft.
So those are three things that you can go and see this weekend. I would recommend going to all three, all at once. Give your money to the arts. We're grossly underfunded. the next thing...
Poor arts, eh?
Look, It's true. It's hard out here. And the other thing I want
to... You think that's hard? What about the Crusaders might have to change their name?
Oh, get fucked.
We don't need to talk about
that. Honestly, I want no mention of the fucking rugby union in my segment. Big one.
What?
Big one. Not that I don't
this
like...
One.
Yeah, Woven Woman. And I just want to read some of the blurb out to you. This starts on the 16th of April to the 20th of April, but I want you to get your tickets literally now. I want you to go to your laptop, pull out that debit card, book yourself in, sis, because this is going to be amazing. And it's called Woven Woman with a powerful cast. It is a development of compelling stories of important narratives inspired by our transgender women, whawhawhene, and femme identities, weaving our stories through physical theatre, drag performance, Vogue, costume, Pacific and contemporary dance. We aim to reconstruct...
And let the party begin.
The party begin, but they're reconstructing the unseemings of our identities and for anyone else that falls outside the social gender construct. Bitch, I am so
excited.
Maybe
go over that last sentence and get that last couple of sentences there, just the...
We aim to reconstruct the unseemings of our identities and for anyone else that falls outside of the social gender construct.
There you go.
And then it says, stunting with our sun-kissed bodies and going against the doomed culture of silence, we're going to flex on folks' outdated feminism and weave a more diverse and intersectional insight on lives that have existed far beyond colonialism.
That is the big guns right there, isn't it?
Dude, that is the big guns.
That's not going to entice you to go see that, I don't know.
Yeah.
What else?
That's a great last couple of minutes. That's a great blurb. Great blurb.
It's an excellent blurb.
So when's that
blurb
on?
I'm going to nominate that for Blurb of the Year.
Wow.
Already. Wow. It's going to be amazing.
It's April.
Yes, it's in April. It's the 16th through the 20th of April, so it's not next week. It is the week after. And
so
it's on at 8 o'clock.
This is at the...
It is at the basement.
The basement theatre you were discussing
it
earlier.
Is,
yes,
the aforementioned
8 o'clock is a
theater.
Nice time as well. Enough time to get some food before, maybe
get
do
ready
something
for the
afterwards.
Spectacular.
Yes, 8 o'clock is the best time. Like, have a couple of wines. You show up, relax, fun, freaky, fresh.
Freaky. $25.
Bedazzled.
Yeah. 25 to 30.
Right on.
And you know what? If the show's worth more, just give them some cash.
Mm. Yeah. Well, shares.
Shares.
No.
A box of Dunkin' Donuts.
Bequeath,
look.
Yeah.
Bottle of wine. A pie. Who knows?
A pie. Here's some pies.
Someone gave me a pie last night and I was utterly stoked.
Really?
Yeah.
Someone who knows actors, eh?
Someone at Q was like, I've got a leftover pie. And I was like, thank you very much. So there is some upcoming theatre that you can go and see. Keep an eye on the Basement website. Keep an eye on the Q website. Keep an eye on the Silo website.
It's all going.
Get yourself
There's
out there. Get
something
to the theatre.
If you're brand new to Auckland, then stand by because you've got a lot of theatre to catch up on.
A lot.
Thank
and I'm here
much.
To help you.
Thank you very much.
Thank
See you again
you.
This time next week.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove, brought to you by The Vic Devonport.
I knew that...